Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No segment ever stalls with Tony Bruno. What's going on, my friend? Always great to have you here. Were you aware of this Star Wars movie coming out?
No, I wasn't aware until I was in the supermarket today and I saw a bag of Star Wars Clementines. Because, you know, we have to have oranges. And we don't. There's not enough Star Wars stuff. And I love Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. But every time the TV's on, I hear the theme, right?
Yes.
Now, I love theme. I love the Star Wars theme. I love the Bond theme. But when the Bond movie came out, it was on a couple of times with the Heineken commercials. But I agree with you guys. It is overkill for a movie that everybody already knows is coming out and is planning to go see. Why does everybody need to latch their wagon to the Star Wars? Do you even know what the ads are for the most part, when you hear the theme?
No.
Oh, you know it's a movie.
Yeah, and are you joking, or does Star Wars have the official Clementine of the Star Wars Empire?
No, I'm not kidding. It was a bag of oranges. I don't think Clementines come in a box.
Yes.
You know, you buy them in the box, and there's always one moldy one in there.
That's true.
How do they always find one moldy Clementine to put in the box? It's always in the bottom. And then you buy a box of Clementine, and then there's a moldy one, and you're afraid to eat the rest of them because one has mold on it.
It's like Pete Rose. He's the moldy Clementine that won't go away. And every single offseason, I got to talk about this freaking guy. Can you believe that this SOB is still giving Let Me Back In press conferences? This is insane.
Well, I'm not a selective morality guy, so, I mean, if you break the rules, you break the rules. But I guess he hasn't. What hasn't he done? Because he waited forever to finally say, I lied and I did it. Now that he's been saying that he's done it and he still dabbles in gambling, even though he's not part of baseball anymore, except at select card shows, I don't know whether it's punishing the guy is fair enough. I just hope that after Pete Rose dies, they don't do what they do to a lot of guys. You know what? Yeah, you know, let's put Pete in. It's finally time. We let all these steroids.
No, that's the solution. That's the solution. He serves the lifetime ban. He gets in after he dies. Shut up everybody who thinks he should be in there. And he should. After he serves his lifetime ban, he should serve his lifetime ban as much as he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. Everybody who has lifetime ban gets allowed back into their sports, right? Oh, no, that's right. They don't. Except for Pete. And I'm not a Pete Rose apologist. It's just, how many times have we seen lifetime bans? We saw the death penalty with SMU's football. I believe they came back. So the death penalty, lifetime bans. But in the case of Pete Rose, I think you're right. And I think we just figured it out right here on this segment.
By the way,
Pete Rose will be put into the Hall of Fame after he dies. Therefore, he indeed did serve his lifetime ban.
I got like 15 people just texting me, would you please ask Tony what's in the box again? What's in the box?
Oh, what's in the box?
Again, you know what's in the box? You know what's in the box for Giants fans? Johnny Cueto and Jeff Samardzija.
Everybody's in the box. The Giants have signed every pitcher, every single pitcher. And now I'm trying to figure out who's in the Giants rotation now. Who's the odd man out or odd man out?
Well, here's the deal. Your first four out of the gate, you're going Mad Bum, Cueto, Samardzija, Kane. After that, it's Peavy, Heston, and whatever residue you can scrape out of Tim Lincecum's bowl. Is he still in there? I don't even know. Is he still involved in any way? A free agent. Yeah. Free agent. I think.
Wow.
I think you can.
How soon we forget Timmy. How soon we forget those World Series. I was trying to figure out which ones they are now. And now, of course, it's no longer an odd year. So everybody's back on board thinking 2016, baby, because it's an even year. The Giants are going to win. No matter who they throw out there, they're going to win the World Series.
You are someone who likes to have a good time, Tony. You improve the party you're in. The party kind of loses a little steam when you walk out of the room. You know how to have fun. And apparently so do the Carolina Panthers, who are sitting there sideline posing for pics while the game is still happening. I love it. I mean, I know that it's not exactly the height of class, but I would rather be 13-0 without class than 4-9 with all the class Jed York can buy in an offseason.
Exactly. Would you rather be the Carolina Panthers absolutely making a laughingstock of a team that got out the gate 5-0 with Dan Quinn and Matty Ice and, you know, all the great weapons they have down there offensively, and now all of a sudden they become the worst team in football? You can talk about the Niners and all their problems, but, I mean, to me, the Atlanta Falcons have been the biggest choke job team of this season. You know, nobody expected the Niners to be that good. The Raiders, people expected them to be good, and then they had ups and downs, and then Khalil Mack comes out and goes up to Denver and does his thing. But to me, the Atlanta Falcons, and that's why the Carolina Panthers were posing, styling, and profiling. I mean, Atlanta, you did it to yourself. And they even booed Matt Ryan at an Atlanta Hawks game last night. That's how bad things have gotten in Atlanta.
Well, first of all, they were identified as frauds the minute the 49ers beat them. I mean, that was pretty much it right there. And they have not done anything really since that's happened. I don't know what it is. There are certain franchises that cannot change their DNA. You know, a leopard can't change its stripes. A zebra can't change its stripes. A leopard can't change its spots. The Falcons always have that soft underbelly about them, like historically. And everyone thought that Dan Quinn would change it. Hasn't.
I agree. I mean, you know, look at the Michael Vick era. I mean, that was a team that probably could have and should have won a Super Bowl. Unbelievable weaponry. Michael Vick was revolutionary, and they couldn't get it done. And then they bring in Matt Ryan in this era, and it looks like they're good, and then boom, something happens. And now they bring in a new coach after last year's disaster. They get out 5-0. It's just unbelievable. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are a team. They're up and down. Chip Kelly's going to get fired 3 weeks ago after they lose 3 in a row. Then they beat the Patriots and the Bills, and all of a sudden they're still alive in this unbelievable mess we call the NFC. So it's just a roller coaster ride of emotions, especially in cities where teams have traditionally been bad and haven't won a championship.
Let's talk about cities and the tradition and what would be best for it. You used to live in Los Angeles. You got a little Angelino in you, even though you're decidedly an East Coast cat. Forget about the Raiders. Forget about the Chargers, and forget about the Rams. What is the best NFL solution for Los Angeles? It seems like that's the last question anybody's asking when it should be the first.
Well, it's a great question because 11 years that I was there, you know, we had 15 different – there's a new stadium being built, and they're going to break ground next week. So no matter where you are, you know, is it going to be – first it was the Vikings. They were always in – the Chargers have always been mentioned. The Raiders have always been mentioned. Then it became the Minnesota Vikings, and then they finally are getting a stadium. Then the Rams. They're bringing the Rams back because that ownership group obviously likes to play people as suckers, and then they want a new stadium built in St. Louis, and then that's not going to happen apparently. And so they become – so it's the whole which team is most likely to move, which owner will be wooed. But none of these owners are getting wooed without a stadium. I mean, that's the bottom line. You can't woo somebody to come back to the Rose Bowl. The best solution, I don't even think I don't think it's even an expansion team, because I think if the NFL expands, it's going to be to London, which is what the owner of the 76ers apparently is now somehow thinking about after he unloads this turkey, which I've been saying for the last 2 years that these guys who own the Sixers are just venture capitalists, and there's nothing wrong with that. But their intention is not to win a championship. Their intention is buying a distressed property and flipping it for close to $1 billion. And now that's the rumor here. So to make a long and endless answer short, I don't know whether L.A. would buy an expansion team, because I don't think people would go out and buy luxury suites to go watch a team go 1-15. I don't think that's going to put people in the seats on a Sunday afternoon on a beautiful day to go ride your bike down Venice Beach.
Well, it's the nature of L.A. that the minute you're riding a three-game losing streak, people are going to turn away and start turning on you. I mean, they'll look, L.A. is so hardcore, if the reviews are after one day that this Star Wars movie sucks, they're going to turn on that.
Yeah, but I don't think the Star Wars movie is going to suck.
I don't either. I think it's going to awesome. Be good. Yeah, I think J.J. Abrams has got it. That guy's got it.
I can't wait.
I mean, I saw that. Did you see the 60 Minutes interview? I mean,
of course
these
I
guys
did.
Would be, if this movie doesn't make $2 billion, they're going to be devastated. Not financially, just psychologically. Oh, my God, if J.J. Abrams, if this movie doesn't make $1 billion after all of Disney, and they bought this, and oh, my God. You know, and we're sitting around wondering, we're hoping that this movie makes $1 billion, so that J.J. Abrams can go to bed at night as a hero.
By the way, J.J. Abrams, based on how the guy looks, he's going to bed every night a hero. His wife was gorgeous.
Oh, I know. His wife was supermodel beautiful. And she's like a foot taller than him.
You can do that, I guess, if you're the executive producer of Lost and the new Star Wars director. Let's just say the force is strong with that one, Tony.
The force is strong for J.J. Abrams. I mean, I was watching the interview, they're like, is she an actress? Is she a model? Because she's obviously a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I mean, so I didn't even know who she was, and I'm watching the interview. I'm like, enough of J.J. Abrams. Put it back on his wife. Not just because she's pretty and I like gawk at pretty women. I'm just saying she was very interesting and very bright, and she was awesome.
It could be the most attractive woman ever attached to any J.J. J.J. Watt, it really is. She's very, very beautiful. Tony, we need to run. We can either ask you to give us a Thursday night prediction, or maybe even better serving the listening audience, can you recommend a stocking stuffer that you know goes across? We got a lot of last-minute Christmas shopping out, and here we got 10 shopping days, Tony, until Christmas is upon us. And do you have a stocking stuffer recommendation?
I actually do. I think this is the greatest, and it's not expensive. It's one of those portable charger things that you take with you.
Ooh.
And I'm giving it away because Miss Robin's sitting next to me, but she has a phone. We got chargers everywhere. You know, one's in the car, one's 15 in the house. But you know, and they're cheap ones, but the ones that you can buy them at Costco. They come in a two-pack, and you just plug one of those things, it charges up, and you take your tablet with you. And Robin's on her phone all day, so her phone always dies, and I hear that beep, beep, meaning her phone's dying. Get one of those, put it in the stocking. It's a no-lose situation. Nobody's going to take it back. Nobody's going to say, what the hell is this? That's the winner right there. A couple of nights left in Hanukkah. Get one of those babies out for a last-minute Hanukkah gift. Absolute. Or unless you want to go really way high-end and then buy yourself what are those sticky things that everybody's flying in the air now?
A drone?
A drone, yeah. Go buy yourself a drone for $5,000, put a camera on it, and take some panoramic views over the Golden Gate Bridge before they become illegal.
These are one wonderful Christmas holiday ideas from our one and only Tony Bruno. So will this just charge a cell phone, or like, can Miss Robin charge her pocket rabbit? I mean, can you charge everything with this?
Yes, it charges everything. The pocket rabbits, though, I don't think they're bad. Their batteries are not included.
Tony,
That's just a simple triple A or double A, depending on the size.
Well, I was about to say, it depends. Well, maybe you'd be using a car battery. You really know how to get down. You're a national treasure, Tony Bruno. A national treasure. We look forward to next Tuesday already. Thank you, my friend.
It's a big Christmas Eve extravaganza.
It will be. Absolutely. Tony Bruno, thank you so much. The one and only Tony Bruno. Pocket chargers, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.